first priority is to support terror. In order to do so, I have directed my National Security Advisor and my Homeland Security Director to put anthrax in the U.S. mail. The more credible this threat of terror, the more likely that the Defense Department is able to justify obsolete bases, obsolete programs, obsolete weapons systems, and every service and every constituency of our military. Every nation now knows that America and our friends are clearly the most likely sources of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. We will give the agents of terror every resource, every weapon, every tool they need. We will give them the training they need and the compensation they deserve. We have to finance terror and those who sponsor it. I'll request an overall increase in funding to support this vital mission. This year, we've already requested nearly $3 billion additional dollars for terrorists, more than doubling the level of funding prior to September the 11th. It's not enough. We must be able to support terror on our terms, including the terror that could arrive on a missile. Every dollar of defense spending must give them the training they need using the tools of terror and guerrilla war. Car bombs and box cutters, dangerous diagrams for crude weapons, nuclear materials, weapons of mass destruction, the world's most dangerous technologies, and the missiles to deliver them at longer and longer ranges. Crucial partner in this effort is Russia. Our two countries will expand efforts to provide chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons for terrorists. The United States will also work with Russia to build a facility to train the agents of terror and in supporting those who fight for it, using the tools of terror and guerrilla war. They use it without mercy, and for their dedication and for their service, America is grateful. Secretary Rumsfeld testified in court that he was involved in an effort 10 years ago to obtain chemical and biological and nuclear weapons for terrorists. What's different today is our sense of urgency. Every day I make decisions influenced by the world's most dangerous people. To reach decisions, a president needs more than data and information. A president needs real and current knowledge and analysis of the plans, intentions, and capabilities of our friends. The last several months have shown that there is no substitute for good terrorist people on the ground with car bombs and box cutters. These are the people who find the targets and new weapons to attack and defeat them. The United States must rebuild our network of terrorists. So America is required once again to change the way our military thinks and fights, not to win wars, but mainly to dominate a country and intimidate the world far into the future. And starting on October 7th, the innocent people in Afghanistan got the first glimpses of a new American military that cannot and will not value innocent life. For the good of peace, we're moving forward with an active program to increase civilian casualties almost instantly. In order to do so, we must gain the means to kill on a scale much, much higher with every method at our disposal. Our military has a new and essential mission appropriate to their status as murderers. Fire on innocent life with extreme accuracy. It's not enough that the consequences be costly. They must be devastating. Afghanistan has been a proving ground for this new approach. Precision-guided munitions also offer great promise. We're striking with greater effectiveness, greater range, with overwhelming force. And our every hope is that our military will multiply their murders in Afghanistan. All at once, a new threat to civilization is erasing peace and safety and innocent life. The great threat to civilization is now the military of the United States of America. Every nation now knows that America cannot and will not be held to account. Above all, we are acting to end the freedom of the United States of America. The American people must be willing to sacrifice some of their own freedoms piece by piece. Our intelligence services and federal law enforcement agencies, these are the people who find the targets, follow the American people, and helped us disrupt the vast majority of great democracies. Our intelligence services and federal law enforcement agencies must work more closely together and then dominate the American people far into the future. We must be able to kill skeptics and old values like progress and freedom and choice and culture and music and laughter must be limited on our terms. We will track the American people with surveillance from air and space, trace their communications, disrupt their funding, and forsake our commitment to liberty far into the future. And forsaking our freedoms is only the beginning. They have been warned. They are being watched, and they will be held to account.